This is Mel Argson continuing my second podcast, reading from Gender Trouble by Judith Butler in the chapter Subjects of Sex, Gender, and Desire. This is farther in the reading. The pro-sexuality movement within feminist theory and practice has effectively argued that sexuality is always constructed within the terms of discourse and power, where power is partially understood in terms of heterosexual and phallic cultural conventions. Now, what she means by phallic cultural conventions is mostly part of the symbolic order, not necessarily like phallic, but phallic in the symbol. That meaning the father, the controller, etc. The emergence of a sexuality constructed, not determined as these terms within within lesbian, bisexual, and heterosexual context is therefore not a sign of masculine identification in some reductive sense. It is not the failed project of criticizing phallogentricism, or heterosexual hegemony, as if a political critique could effectively undo the cultural construction of the feminist critic's sexuality. If sexuality is culturally constructed within existing power relations, then the postulation of a normative sexuality that is before, outside, or beyond power is a cultural impossibility and a politically impracticable dream, one that postpones a concrete and contemporary task of rethinking subversive possibilities for sexuality and identity within the terms of power itself. This critical task presumes, of course, that to operate within the matrix of power is not the same as to replicate uncritically relations of domination.